This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Have people ever told you, you're too emotional? You know, stop being weak. You're too fragile. You're too sensitive. Don't take it so seriously. My goodness, I was just kidding. You know, people say all kinds of these things, but maybe you might possibly be a highly sensitive person, or you might know somebody that way that you get a little annoyed that sometimes they take things a little too literally, maybe. My guest is Dr. Elaine Aaron. She's a clinical psychologist in private practice. Welcome to the show, Dr. Aaron. So tell us about highly sensitive people. What is different about them, and how do you recognize this trait in yourself or a loved one?
Well, they're a minority, so of course we have to remember that they're not everyone. The trait is found in about 20% of people, and it's innate. And the main thing about them is they think about things more deeply, which you can't see very well. What you can see is that they're easily overstimulated, because if you're going to think about everything carefully, you're going to get more tired out. They also notice subtleties, which also it can be tiring when you go on at it for a long time. And they're more emotionally responsive to things. They have more empathy than other people, and we've seen this in brainwave studies. And the emotional responsiveness helps to motivate them to think about things more deeply. We don't think about anything we're not interested in, and so our emotions drive our thinking always. In this case, sensitive people are driven more by their feeling. They're curious, or they're worried, or they're excited, or they're sad, and they think about something more.
Is this considered a disorder, Dr. Aaron?
Absolutely not. For one thing, 20% of them would be way too many. Secondly, the same type of trait is found in over 100 other species. So what we think it is actually is an alternative survival strategy. So it's a very good way of surviving a lot of the time, not always. But the reason that more people don't use it, it'd be no advantage to be highly sensitive to notice subtleties if everybody did. So it's always going to be a minority. And they're invisible, so it's not something that's been widely talked about. People have mistaken it for introversion, but 30% are extroverts. People have thought of it as shyness, but we don't know why a person isn't rushing into a group of people. They might be afraid, but they might just want to watch first.
Is it something that, if it's not considered an issue or a disorder, is it something that people need help with sort of coping if you're too sensitive? Maybe you cry easier, or you react to things with your heart and not necessarily your head. So is it something that needs a little bit of help to kind of level it out a little bit? Or no, not so much. It needs to be nurtured.
I would say that it needs to be nurtured more. I think when someone says someone's too sensitive, I'd have to say, well, too sensitive for who or for what? Because, you know, we might say, why notice where the fire exits are until there's a fire? You know, if emotions help us to have more empathy, for example, or to be more curious about something, it's not too much. And again, I would argue that it's not really heart versus head. The only time that really becomes a problem for sensitive people and for all people is when there's emotional trauma, so that this situation makes us think it's like that situation. That situation was frightening and upsetting, so we have to treat this one the same way. But that's a different issue. Sensitive people who've had a difficult childhood, a very stressful history, they are more prone to anxiety and depression than other people. But if they have had better than average, they do better than most people. They do have to live differently. They have to be sure to get more downtime. They have to be sure to not take on the kind of jobs or the kinds of situations that don't work for a sensitive person. But then there are so many places in the world where they're needed. They make great teachers. They make great healthcare professionals. They make great scientists and artists and managers. They just have to do it their way, and they have to be allowed to do it their way. And we're hoping that as the word gets out more about it, we're about to release a documentary on the subject. As people understand it better, they'll appreciate the sensitive people around them more and not try to cure them or, quote, help them to make them less sensitive, but rather to encourage them to be who they are.
I think that's a really interesting way for you to put it. And maybe they don't want to take these very highly stressful jobs or jobs in an environment that is, you know, just a little too electrical, you know, a little too high pressured and high energy. Maybe, but we need them sometimes in those kinds of, you know, really where you need somebody maybe overseas or guys, Doctors Without Borders, those kinds of things where you're needed because you're so sensitive and attuned to other people's emotions. What do you want to tell people who feel that they are highly sensitive or if they have someone they love? I think my daughter is that way. What do you want people to know about dealing with them?
Number one is to believe it's real. And there's a lot of scientific research on it. People can go to my website and see some research on it. It's not just me. There are other people who are researching this. Believe it's real, and then you can get creative about how to cope within specific situations. But as long as people feel that it's not real in themselves or not really real in the person that they're dealing with, then they're going to resist it. They're going to mistreat the trait itself. It's kind of like, what do you think is stronger, a computer or a bulldozer? Or, you know, if you have a Porsche, you would handle it differently than you would a Chevy truck. You know, if we appreciate the difference, then we can begin to figure out how to deal with it. Children are a really important example because we know that sensitive children, when they're raised with consideration of their difference, turn out fantastically. And, of course, it's the best preventative thing we can do is raise them right.
But and what if you get nervous? What if you get annoyed easily with their oversensitivity or the fact that their emotions might jump around a little bit or that they can't take the teasing? I mean, I'm somebody, Dr. Aaron, who gets teased mercilessly by everybody all my whole life because I'm 4'10" and I have a big mouth. So I've always been teased. But
my guess is that you're what we also call a high sensation seeker, that you're probably sensitive and a high sensation seeker. Almost all the best interviewers and the best media people are that combination. And your daughter may, or, you know, a sensitive person dealing with another sensitive person can get especially worn out. But the trick is not to let people, sensitive people, get overstimulated to the point where they're irritable and they can't stand anymore. And I've been working on a book for sensitive parents. I mean, you have to get downtime away from your child, sensitive or not. You know, that's true for parents and children, but especially true for sensitive parents. They've got to get some time away from parenting, or they work very hard at parenting. They're the best parents, but they get extremely exhausted from it. And this is true at any kind of a work job. They can do a really good job, but they've got to do less and accomplish more. They've got to get their downtime. During their downtime is when they'll get their most creative ideas, often coming intuitively and unconsciously because that's how our brains work.
And I do notice that some of the people that I know that are highly sensitive are very creative.
Absolutely.
And that they're able to, I mean, my daughter's a very, very creative person. And so it is interesting to me that you even say that. So in just the last less than a minute, your best advice for highly sensitive people, for those who love them or for those who may have it?
Again, to realize the trait is real, to give them downtime, to appreciate the positive things. The being easily overstimulated and they're getting irritable is the negative, but that goes with, it's a package deal with all of these positive qualities. And to value them, I think, and to value ourselves if we're highly sensitive.
I think that's great advice. Absolutely great advice to value them and to nurture it and to understand that this is the situation and, you know, not let it, I don't know, you don't want to kind of make it go away. You want to absolutely help that person to live their fullest with being that kind of sensitive person. This is Melanie Cole. I love these topics. Thanks for listening and stay well.